Hello, hello, welcome back. In this episode, we are going to be diving into words. Are you speaking life to other people? Are you building them up or are you tearing them down? Are you maybe tearing yourself down? I don't know, but we're going to hop in and it's going to be a good one. You might even want to take some notes to at least jot down some of these amazing Bible verses I'm going to be sharing. And if you have not heard the song Good Day by Forrest Frank, you need to go listen to it because, oh my goodness, it's so good. It has been stuck in my head all morning long. And yeah, I'm having a good day and I hope that you're having a good day too. All right, let's dive into this episode because sis, I'm going to be teaching you how to watch your mouth. Let's dive in. I am Jennifer Brown, wife, girl mom of three, and a generational chain breaker. And sis, you are not here by accident. I want you to know that I have prayed for you. Are you tired of feeling like you have no purpose outside of motherhood? You know God created you for so much more. Have you tried all the MLMs? You've tried making an income at home to help support your family and nothing worked? You desperately want to make an impact and income? Maybe start that online business, but you just don't know how? Then sis, I got you. Because God has set my heart on fire to lead, teach, and inspire other mamas just like you. How to earn online, grow in your Christian faith, and build generational wealth. All from home, raising those kingdom kiddos. So sis, if you are ready to walk in your calling, build that business to glorify God, then put those AirPods in, switch over that laundry, and let's dive into today's episode because today is the day. Words can either heal or words can hurt. So what are you doing with your words? If you are a leader, if you are a Christian, entrepreneur, a business owner, you are a leader. Girl, if you are a mom, you are in leadership. Whether you believe that or know that for yourself, you are a leader. And what are you speaking to those around you? What are you speaking to yourself? And what are you speaking to your children? You are a leader. So how are you leading? Are your words hurting or are they healing? What is so absolutely crazy to me, there was a study done by a Japanese scientist, and he studies water molecules with positive words and negative words. I'm not kidding. This is so true. It's science, and it is literally on YouTube. Go check it out. It's by, I think his name is Dr. Moto. Oof. I don't know if I'm butchering that or not. I can't quite remember. I'm not looking at it right now, but it is so stinking cool. He speaks over these crystals positive words, and then he speaks negative words. And all the crystals that were spoken with positive words become beautiful crystals. I don't know if you have ever seen where people have looked at snowflakes under a microscope, and they're incredibly beautiful. But that is what all the positive word crystals looked like. They were absolutely stunning. And then they had the hateful words. They had evil and ugly and hate. I hate you. And those crystals were ugly. They were not pretty. They didn't look nice. And he was talking about how words actually change and alter water molecules. So if this is true, which it is because it's science and you can look at it, you can go see his research. Then whenever you are speaking over yourself, can you imagine what you're doing to your body? Can you imagine what you're doing to the water molecules inside of your body when you are speaking negatively about yourself? Or whenever you are speaking ugly to someone else? This is crazy, right? Like, I could not believe my eyes when I was watching this YouTube video. I was like, what? This is absolutely crazy. So please go check that out. It is absolutely so cool. You know, like nobody likes being surrounded by a negative Nancy, right? Or a Debbie Downer. And this also makes me think of fruit, how one bad fruit ruins the whole bunch, right? Speaking negative thoughts over yourself and other people is deadly weapons to your mental and your physical health. Words can hurt or they can heal. So what are you doing? What are you doing with your words? Once you say those hurtful words to others, even after an apology, it still hurts. It doesn't take that pain away. I did this really cool little experiment with my children, and if you've never heard of this or if you have not done it, it is something so great, or even just like a nice mental image of how words can actually destroy and hurt. But I took a blank sheet of paper, and you know, it was crisp, it had no wrinkles in it, it was beautiful, it was a brand new piece of paper. And I showed it to my daughters, and I said, "This is us before someone has said something ugly to us or before we have said something ugly about ourselves." And then I said something like, "I'm ugly." And I took the corner and I crinkled up the paper. And then I said, "I hate you." And I crinkled up another piece of the paper. And I said, "I'm not good enough." And I crinkled up more of the paper. And I said, "I'm not your friend anymore. I don't like you." And I crinkled up the rest of the paper. And then I said, "Okay, now that you've said something to someone else and now you feel bad about it, so we're going to apologize, right? So you would apologize. So now we're going to take this paper and we're going to try to get all the wrinkles out." So I sat there and I'm trying to flatten out the paper. I'm trying to make it as best as I can. And no matter what I did, that paper is still had the crinkles and the wrinkles all over it. And I showed it to my daughters and I said, "Saying sorry, did it take away the crinkles and the wrinkles?" And they said, "No." I said, "This is your heart. This is your heart. Whenever you say something ugly to someone, you cannot take it back. Even after apologizing and saying you're sorry, you don't get to take it back. They're still going to feel that hurt in their heart. And I want you to know that your words have power. So are you speaking life or are you speaking death, right? And this is powerful. And I want you to get this today. I want you to understand this today. I want you to know that you can change this today. We actually are going to get into some strategies for overcoming these mental challenges, overcoming and conquering the battleground of your thoughts and your mind, because your mind is a battleground. It really is. Your thoughts are a battleground inside of your head. And it is so important to grab captive of those thoughts and toss them out. As leaders, we must first lead with our inner life, right? Like being a mother and leading your children and your family. This starts with disciplining our thoughts according to God's word. So I'm going to read to you 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. "Destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ." We must learn to take every thought captive so that we can live freely to accomplish the mission that he has laid out for us. Romans 12:2 tells us, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but rather be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." If you've ever noticed that it's hard to break free from persistent negative thoughts, it's because of the way that they affect your brain. Some scientists compare reoccurring thought patterns as building highways in your brain. The more we think a thought, the stronger the associated neurohighway grows, making it more difficult to break free and change that pattern. But over time, our brain defaults to the strong established networks already carved, which means overcoming persistent anxiety can be challenging. And sometimes it can feel impossible. But I want you to know that we serve a God that is possible, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, right? So fortunately, we do not remain victims to negative or anxious thought patterns. We don't have to remain. We don't have to stay the victim. The Bible says that the word of God is sharper than a double-edged sword and able to divide between joint and marrow. So reading, reciting, and memorizing God's word gives us the power to change our thoughts. Now, this doesn't happen overnight, but like we've been learning about habits in the last episodes, we've been learning about how to add in new habits. God can give us the strength to replace old negative thinking with new life-giving thoughts. The Bible instructs us in this area. "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. That is Philippians 4, verse 8. Oh, I love that verse. That is just so good. Guys, we must tame our tongues. We have to change these negative thought patterns that are in our brains. So how do we do it? How do we change these negative thought patterns that we've had for years? How do we take every thought captive? Well, the first thing that you need to do is the moment you start to have that thought, go ahead and grab hold of it. Say, okay, what is the lie? What is the lie of what this thought is in my head? What is the lie that you're telling yourself? We have to first identify the lie that you or that someone is saying about you. And once you know the lie, then you combat it with God's truth. What does God say about you? What does the Bible say about the specific lie over you? Is it that I'm a failure? Because the truth is, your faith is your victory. You are victorious through Christ. The Bible says you are more than a conqueror through Jesus. That is the truth. And here is the scripture to back it up. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. That was 1 John 5:4. Now I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 8:37. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So no, devil, I am not a failure. I am victorious through Christ. Do you feel unqualified? You can say, no, devil, I am called. I am chosen. I am complete in Christ Jesus. If you are feeling left out and you feel that you are not being included, you can say, no, devil, I am accepted. I am set free. I am set apart and chosen. And I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Maybe you feel shame from your past. You can say, no, devil, I am a new creation in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That is the truth. So know it, speak it over yourself, speak it over your kids, speak it over your family, and share this with others. Our words carry weight and power. We have to tame our tongues. And we can do this by constantly being in prayer, number one. And second, ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to walk in the Spirit and not the flesh. This is something that I have to say every single day and almost, I'm not kidding, like hourly. Because when I start to feel myself getting agitated, when I start to feel myself getting short-tempered, or my kids are really testing the Jesus in me, I have to stop in that moment. And I have to say, okay, what's the lie? Let's take out that lie. And now let's replace it with truth. And I say, Holy Spirit, help me to walk by the Spirit and not the flesh. Because our flesh wants to be ugly. So we are going to fail daily. We are going to fail daily. But we have to just continue to crucify our flesh. We have to continue to say, Lord, I need help in this. Because the Bible says that it is through our weakness that he can be strong, right? We don't do it in our strength. We do it in God's strength. He gives us the strength to change. And the other thing I want you to know is you're never going to just arrive and be at this godly place. Like, I'm never going to get to this place where it's like, I've arrived. I'm the perfect godly woman now. I'm never going to sin. That will never happen on this side of heaven. That God is always working on you. He is always working on you. You have to continually try. You have to continually keep doing the right thing. I say this all the time. It is easier not to be a Christian. It is easier not to do the right thing. It's easy to be sinful. It's easy to be fleshy. I call it being fleshy, but that's where you want to do sinful things. So you have to remember to pray, get into the Word, and ask the Holy Spirit to help you, to give you the strength, to have kind words. I'm going to read Ephesians 4, 29 through 32. Let no corrupt word proceed out of my mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. I just want to speak to the mothers just for a second in the very first verse where it says, let no corrupt word proceed out of my mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Well, who's the hearers? Well, that's our children. Who is hearing what we're saying? We only want to speak what is good for edifying. So if what you're saying is not good and you don't want to edify that, then maybe you shouldn't speak it, right? Especially whenever you're speaking to your children. We are to teach our children the foundations of Christ. We are to teach them the foundations of their identity and being positive and speaking words and speaking life into them. So whenever they grow up, they're not confused in this chaotic world, that they're going to have peace. And whenever their circumstances are failing and falling all around them, they're going to be able to have joy whenever they're going through tribulation. We have to watch what we say. We have to stick our rock in our mouth, and we have to shut up sometimes. We just have to have kind words on our mouth to our children. So how do we overcome these negative thoughts? We grab captive of that negative thought and we toss it out. We say, nope, I'm not going to believe that. I'm going to believe what God says, because God is my creator. God created me. So what does he say about me? That is what I'm going to believe. That is what I'm going to believe about myself. And that is what I'm going to believe about my children. And that is what I'm going to do and believe for others. And then you're going to share the goodness. And this also reminds me of 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. So let's do that. Let's encourage one another. Let's build each other up. Let's not tear each other down. Let's have a community where we can speak life and peace and love into other people, and not words of judging and comparison and all these ugly things that are not going to bring out the best in us. I want to see you win over your physical health. I want to see you win over your mental health. I want to see how speaking positively changes your life to win the battle in your mind. You are going to take hold of that captive thought. You're going to toss it out, and you are going to read some Christian affirmations. I'm actually going to share these in the show notes down below so that you can have them, that you can speak them over yourself. You can speak them over your children. I actually have a picture and I saved it on my wallpaper on my phone. And it says, I am sought after. I am forgiven. I am loved. I am accepted. I am chosen. I am set free. I am called. I am complete in Christ Jesus. I am a child of God. I am God's masterpiece. I am able to do all things in Christ who strengthens me. And that is what you say. That is what you say over yourself. That's what you say over your sweet little babies. And you teach them while they're young. Every morning on the way to school, I pass out this little mirror to each of my children. And they have to say that list over themselves. They have to look themselves in the mirror. And they have to say, I am sought after. I am loved. I am accepted. I am chosen. I am a child of God. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I am God's masterpiece. They have to go down the list and they have to look at themselves and they have to say those things. And I do it with them. This sets them up to have a positive day, because the moment that they get that negative thought, they can toss it out and say, nah, I'm called. You hear that negative thought of, I feel unqualified. No, I'm not. I am called. I am anointed and I am appointed. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. You have to know it and flow it. This is why it's so important to memorize scripture. This is why it is so important to know it, lock it away in your heart, so that the moment you have that negative thought, you can immediately grab captive, toss it out, replace it with truth. This is how you overcome negative thoughts in your mind. This is how you overcome the battleground of your thoughts. And this is the strategies that I use to overcome all the mental challenges in my mind. Hey sis, thank you so much for listening. I really hope this episode inspired you. And if this podcast has encouraged you in any way, please, please leave me a review on Apple Podcast and share this with someone you know needs this blessing. And don't forget to check out my free masterclass at www.simplyjenniferbrown.com. But friend, before you go, I would love to pray a blessing over you. One that my sweet friends, Pastor Josh and Pastor Wendy, always pray over our church, and something they've shared with me that they pray over their children. And now I pray it over mine, and now I'm going to share it with you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace now and forevermore. I plead the blood of Jesus from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I pray that the Lord goes before you, behind you, above you, and below you, and completely surrounds you. May you be blessed coming in and going out, that you are the head and not the tail, that no weapon formed against you today shall prosper. I pray that God guides every step that you take today, and that others will see Jesus shining through you, that you may lead others to God, so that he may be glorified. It's in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Be blessed, friends, and tune in next week.